Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is a general election podcast map of all 43 constituencies. This might be the first episode you're listening to. It might be the constituency you vote in and the only one you want to know about. Or you might be poring over all 43 of them. Either way, you are very welcome to this episode of the podcast, which is focusing on Galway East with me, Sarah McInerney. RTE Radio's Barry Lennon is here with us again, and we're also joined by Cathal Mullany, broadcaster and author of How Connacht Voted in 2016. So we're going to get started, and this one, although it returned the same three TDs in the past two elections, we know it won't be three in a row because we have a retirement and an extra seat. So Barry, can you talk us through the seats and the seat holders?
Yes, four seats up for grabs, as you say, Sarah, and one new TD for Galway East for sure. Two incumbents back for more: independent Sean Canny and Fianna Fáil Minister Anne Rabbitt. Fine Gael's Kieran Cannon standing aside at this election, but who knows, it mightn't be the last we hear from him.
And Cathal, a big chunk of the Galway Roscommon constituency has moved into Galway East now. How significant is that?
Yeah, quite significant, I think, Sarah. That area, northern Galway, coming back in from the Roscommon Galway constituencies, say around Dunmore and that sort of area. So quite a significant chunk of votes coming in that will be particularly beneficial, I think, to the candidates in the northern end of the constituency.
And what sort of constituency are we looking at here in terms of demographics, urban versus rural?
Yeah, quite a few large towns. You've got the likes of Tuam in the north end, Gort, Loughrea, Portumna down towards the southern end of the constituency, Athenry in there as well. So in terms of issues, Sarah, lots of commuters from those towns into Galway City on a daily basis. So that means probably transport and the viability of rural towns is going to be quite a significant issue. Agriculture plays a big role in this part of Galway as well. And then beyond that, the public transport and the road network for everybody that's travelling in and out of Galway City, as I say, is quite important beyond all of the other issues.
Yeah, roads, a big issue in Galway. I can attest to that one myself. Now, we're warning everyone in all of these podcasts that this is all based on the information that we have at the time of recording, and candidate nominations have not closed as we're speaking right now. Barry, you're going to be back later with an update on all of that. But for now, given what we have, let's talk about the runners and the riders. And where do you want to start, Barry?
Well, there are much rumours with regard the intentions of independent TD for Roscommon Galway, Michael Fitzmaurice, as his bailiwick has been moved into this constituency. He'd been spotted by some people I know out in Tuam, seen out and about. So that sparked quite the amount of speculation that he would run here and he would definitely contend or be not certain for a seat. At the moment, at the time of recording, we're 80% sure that he's sticking where he is in Roscommon, Galway, and that would open up the field for either Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil to take a second seat. If he was in the field, it would perhaps be detrimental to the chances of Pete Roach for Fine Gael and also harm the sitting independent TD Sean Canny. But at the moment, it would appear that he's staying where he is.
Okay, Cathal, how do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty important part, Michael Fitzmaurice, whether he runs or not, because I don't think there's space certainly for three TDs in the northern end of the constituency. But if Michael Fitzmaurice, as Barry says, stays where he is in Roscommon, Galway, then that probably does open it up for Pete Roach of Fine Gael, who performed quite well last time out, likely to go up against directly against Sean Canny in the northern end of the constituency up around Tuam. Then beyond that, it's very much a case of Fianna Fáil trying to retain the seat, Anne Rabbitt likely to hang on, Albert Dolan, very young candidate who has performed very well at local level in the last couple of local elections, that could potentially challenge for a seat here as well. And then Sinn Féin probably looking at trying to build on the performance of Louis O'Hara, the Sinn Féin candidate in the Athenry area. So it is quite an open contest, I think, as Barry says. Contrasting approaches as well from some of the parties. Fine Gael have declared three candidates, Fianna Fáil two, Sinn Féin just the one candidate declared, and then you've got Sean Canny, the independent, who should be strong enough to hang on. But with the addition of that extra seat, it's very much a chance, I think, for Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil to get a second.
OK, talk to me about the Fine Gael strategy as you see it, Barry, here.
Yeah, Fine Gael running three candidates at the moment. The incumbent TDs Canny, Cannon and Rabbitt are points of a vast triangle. Up in the north is Canny, down towards the east is Rabbitt, and in the south is Cannon. So Cannon stepping aside, Fine Gael fielding once again Pete Roach, who scored pretty well the last time. He actually outpolled Anne Rabbitt on first preference votes. He has a farming background from Abbey Knock Moy. He's a campaigner around suicide suicide prevention, and Fine Gael really strong in the Tuam area in particular. In the local elections, the Fine Gael candidates got 6,547 votes between them, and if that vote was replicated in Tuam alone in a general election, then that would surely be enough to get Pete Roach over the line and put him in the box seat. He's joined on the ticket by Councillor Clodagh Higgins, who's got family links to Athenry. Her candidature is interesting. She's the former mayor of Galway City Council. She lives in Salt Hill, and it was pointed out by the Connacht Telegraph how her literature makes little reference to her being a city councillor rather than a county councillor, shall we say, and also little reference to where she currently lives. She is the sister of Lorraine Higgins, the former Labour Party senator, and she's regarded locally as having family links with Fianna Fáil. So can she get that true blue vote to help get her over the line for a second seat for Fine Gael? That is the question. It's believed locally she's been backed by Paul Connachton, the Connachton family ruling supreme for Fine Gael in this constituency for many a long time, from 1982 to 2016. And party grandees opened her office in Athenry, where she has those family links at present. So she is seen as the most likely. But one senior Fine Gael strategist told me how Clodagh Higgins and Niamh Madden, the third Fine Gael candidate backed by Kieran Cannon, are killing each other at the moment, which is always a good sign perhaps for a party to get every vote out. But Madden is regarded as the least likely of the Fine Gael trio to get a seat here.
OK, and Cathal, what then about Fianna Fáil? So we obviously have Anne Rabbitt, junior minister, and has been very high profile really in that role.
Yeah, for sure. Anne Rabbitt, very high profile, as you say. She'll be OK to hang on to her seat here, located in the southern end of the constituency. And then Albert Dolan, as I mentioned earlier, a very young candidate elected Cathaoirleach of Galway County Council this year, 25 years of age, so one of the youngest candidates in the country, has performed very well in the local elections in the last two. On a good day, I think Fianna Fáil certainly can challenge for a second seat here. It's probably likely to come down, maybe, I'm not sure if you'd agree with this, Barry, to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael maybe fighting it out for that last seat, for a second seat for either of them. And then depending on what the Sinn Féin performance is on the day nationally, if Louis O'Hara can pick up votes again like he did the last time, that he may challenge as well. But Fianna Fáil, maybe geographically not brilliantly situated in terms of, I think Albert Dolan's around the Athenry area and Anne Rabbitt in Port Dumnus, so that leaves quite a vast area in the northern end.
Albert Dolan for Fianna Fáil, Clodagh Higgins for Fine Gael, Louis O'Hara for Sinn Féin, and even Pete Roach for Fine Gael. Those four clumped around the centre of the constituency near Athenry, so there is quite the clump of candidates. Anne Rabbitt is down towards the southern end, southeast. So she has quite a vast area to herself. Now, she's often written off by people within her own party, both locally and nationally. She endured a terrible local elections when two of the councillors she campaigned for, Joe Sheridan and Shelley Herterich Quinn, lost their seats, and she was openly criticised in the aftermath on Galway Bay FM by Donna Mark Killalay, who ran here in 2020, councillor who's Fianna Fáil royalty in these parts, openly criticising Anne Rabbitt. But national figures in Fianna Fáil say she's resilient, that she still might be able to get out ahead in the local elections. She polled 38% in her own area in Loughrea. Her chances are slightly harmed due to a controversy in her backyard of Port Tumna, which has seen the candidature arise of Paul Madden, who's the head of the anti-gas turbine group in Port Tumna and is also campaigning on immigration issues. And the other Fianna Fáil candidate is not being ruled out by any stretch of the imagination. Albert Dolan, first elected at the age of 19. His father, Michael F. Dolan, unsuccessful here in 2011. But Dolan has the old apparatus which used to belong to Noel Tracy in this constituency behind him. He's highly active on social media, and when I had a map sprawled out on my desk full of information, as you well know, Sarah, as you sit beside me, a senior cabinet minister saw Galway East and they said to me, watch out for Albert Dolan. So don't rule out the prospects, despite geography being somewhat against him, that he could outpoll Anne Rabbitt still, or at least be in the hunt for a second seat for Fianna Fáil with a fair wind.
Who else would you have an eye on here, Cathal?
Well, the Sinn Féin candidate, Louis O'Hara, I've mentioned him once or twice already, performed extremely well last time in terms of first preference vote. Whether that can be replicated now and whether the momentum is there nationally for Sinn Féin and the likes of Louis O'Hara to challenge for a seat, but 7,100 or thereabouts was his first preference vote last time, around 16.7%. It'll be a big challenge probably to get up to that again this time.
Tally figures from Louis O'Hara the last time show how half of his vote perhaps would have once belonged to the old Noel Tracy Fianna Fáil vote. So the key conundrum here, look, can Louis O'Hara keep it up there as he did the last time? He was an unknown going into the last election, nearly unseating Minister Anne Rabbitt. Can he keep it up there, or else if Fianna Fáil can win it back? That's the key question. But apparently only 3 miles separate Albert Dolan and Pete Roach, their home houses, but it's thought locally that Dolan will be competing much more with Clodagh Higgins for votes around Athenry, and as I say, Louis O'Hara at the moment looks up against it, but can't be discounted either.
Okay. Are we effectively giving Sean Kenny a seat here?
He wouldn't like us saying it. I think he would feel under attack from Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin here. But the fact of the matter is Sean Kenny looks relatively secure. He was written off before the last election, but he came back rather comfortably enough in the end. He topped the poll with over 7,800 first preference votes, around 18% of the vote. He's a team of councillors on the ground for him, so he's able to get out of his base around Shum and places like Caltra as well, the old Michael Kitt vote. He carnivored, he is Jean Poole, Fianna Fáil afterwards, is Sean Kenny. He has got that team of councillors such as Geraldine Donoghue in Gort Conwara, even Noel Grealish's brother Tomás and part of Clare Galway, and he's also got someone in Kilconnell as well and other parts of the constituency. So Sean Kenny certainly on track to be re-elected. And of course, looking at the arithmetic between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil at present, maybe short of forming a government, perhaps Mr Kenny going to doors saying my vote could be crucial for you in the next government, and that might bring goodies to Tuam and all those aforementioned places.
So there's Sean Kenny's electoral strategy laid out by Barry here. Okay, Cathal, with all the caveats that we're obviously speaking before the campaign proper, before we have our full list potentially of candidates, all that said, how do you see this and what's your predictions?
Well, I do think that Sean Kenny will retain his seat, so I'd give Sean Kenny a seat. Then I think Fine Gael will take one, probably Pete Roach, given his performance the last time and his standing in the constituency. And then if it's a good day for Fianna Fáil nationally and that can translate to the ground in Galway East, I think that they may take two seats to Anne Rabbitt and Albert Dolan.
Barry?
Yes, Sean Kenny under attack from all parties, he would argue, so not certain for a seat, but surely on track, one would imagine. So he would definitely be one, surely one here for Fine Gael. They did outpoll Fianna Fáil 4 years ago and also outpoll them particularly around Tuam in the local election. So Pete Roach surely on track for a seat as well. Fianna Fáil will take one. At the moment, Anne Rabbitt does have the advantage of geography and has proven resilient despite people predicting her demise before, so she should have the whip hand. And the final seat between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael's three candidate strategy here is rather eyebrow raising, you would have to say, and you'd wonder, given the wind behind Dolan, might it carry him through? But still on the current polling and the current figures, Clodagh Higgins would have the upper hand. She does have HQ behind her. She was sitting beside Simon Harris at the All-Ireland Camogie final, which was seen as a real standing for her candidature.
I mean, do you have cameras everywhere?
It was said afterwards by local sources, but I would think Clodagh Higgins and Albert Dolan in the final shake-up, with slight preference for Higgins.
Okay, we will leave it there for this one. Thank you so much, Cathal. And Barry, you're going to be back with us for an update after the nominations close. Our thanks also to Cormac Burke for all his research. Jamie Doyle was on sound and our producer was Alistair McConnell. And you remember you can tune in to RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTE Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Now we're back in the studio, and since we recorded that conversation, we've finally been taken off the edge of our seats. We've been given the date of the general election and we are into campaign proper now. Nominations have closed. So Barry, who is in the final mix in Galway East?
Well, let's start with someone who's not in the final mix here, Sarah, and that's Independent Ireland's Michael Fitzmaurice. He remains, as we initially thought, in the Roscommon Galway constituency. Now, Independent Ireland does have a candidate on the ballot paper here in Galway East. That's Declan Geraghty, first elected as a councillor in 2019. He was re-elected on the first count in June's local elections with over 2,200 first preference votes. He's from Williams Town, a roofing contractor in that area, but hard to get a read on his prospects here. But with Fitzmaurice not in the field, both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael both think they can take a second seat here. They're eyeing up a seat gain. Both of them won't win, so it's either going to be one or the other. And talk within both camps, both locally and nationally, is that the pecking order of their candidates has changed as the campaign has gone on. Fianna Fáil's a bright young hope, Albert Dolan in Monavea, is now tipped by those both within and outside the party as taking the first Fianna Fáil seat here and finishing ahead of Minister of State Port Tumna's Anne Rabbitt. Now, as we've said before, Anne Rabbitt has been written off many times, including by those within her own party, but she has spent the early part of the campaign shoring up her base in the south of the constituency. What might that mean? But the potential change in the Fianna Fáil ranking has seen quite a shift in Fine Gael's strategy here in this constituency, as it also eyes a key target gain. Abby Knockmoy's Pete Roach still on track for a seat, but with Dolan and also Sinn Féin's Louis O'Hara potentially going well close to Fine Gael's Clodagh Higgins in Athenry, that's perhaps starving her of oxygen, and Fine Gael headquarters now believes its best chance of a second seat here lies with the South Galway estate agent Niamh Madden. A lot for her will depend if she can eke ahead of Anne Rabbitt, but telling Niamh Madden, who was initially put forward as the third of the three Fine Gael candidates here, she's been pushed heavily in the media as the campaign has gone on, including appearing at the Fine Gael housing policy launch. So it would appear a lot to play for here, and the candidates moving up and down the rankings like a game of snakes and ladders. Also on the ticket is Fergal Landy. His name might be familiar to you, Sarah, as he's a former Labour Party member who ran for the party in June in both the local and European elections. He's from Oran Mór but insists he's on the ticket here, but there has been no falling out between him and the Labour Party. He's here as an independent. There has been a mix-up here as well. Voters in Galway East receiving letters from Roscommon Galway candidates. So if you want to check who exactly you're voting for, a full list of candidates are included in constituency profiles on the RTE News website, and you'll find them at rte.ie/constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.